Hello, this is Monica Reinagle, and you're listening to episode number 493 of the Nutrition Diva podcast. Welcome. Our topic this week is omega-6 fats. How much of these essential fatty acids do you actually need? Jennifer writes, I've been using an online food diary to track my daily intake of various vitamins and minerals, and the information has definitely motivated me to eat more vegetables. However, my tracker reveals that I am consistently deficient in omega-6, usually only getting around half of the recommended 12 grams per day. I can't find any information on the consequences of getting too little omega-6. Is deficiency a problem? And if so, what's the healthiest way to increase my intake on a mostly vegetarian diet? Well, first, Jennifer, it's somewhat likely that your tracker may be underestimating the amount of omega-6 or linoleic acid in your diet. You see, most trackers rely on multiple sources for their nutrition data. They usually start with the USDA's Food Nutrient Database, which includes extremely detailed nutrient information for thousands of foods. But the USDA database doesn't include all the latest brands and new products, so trackers often supplement that with nutrient data provided by manufacturers. And they might also allow their users to create entries for foods using the information on the nutrition facts label and then sharing that with other users. But manufacturer and user-sourced data usually doesn't include information on the amount of omega-6 fats because those aren't required to be listed on the nutrition facts label. I'll also point out that user-added entries have the additional problem of being riddled with typos, transposed numbers, and misplaced decimal points. So it's possible that many of the foods that you are adding to your tracker don't include any data for omega-6, and as a result, the tracker is underestimating your intake. Dietary surveys suggest that typical intake for American women is 12 to 13 grams per day. Sometimes trackers will use an asterisk or some other sort of symbol to indicate that the data for that nutrient is incomplete. And if you look closely, you might actually see that next to your reading. But just for the sake of argument, let's say that you really are only taking in 6 grams of omega-6 fats per day. Are you at risk of an essential fatty acid deficiency? Not at all. I'll explain why right after this word from our sponsor. You probably don't use a phone that was developed in the 1940s, but that's when the HEPA filter, long considered a benchmark in air purifiers, was developed. Thankfully, Molecule has introduced a breakthrough science that goes above and beyond that standard and destroys air pollutants at a molecular level. Molecule captures and completely destroys the full spectrum of indoor air pollutants, including those 1,000 times smaller than what a HEPA filter can catch. In a study of 49 allergy sufferers presented at the American College of Asthma, Allergy, and Immunology, Molecule's technology provided dramatic, statistically significant symptom reduction within 1 week of use. One customer even said she was able to breathe through her nose for the first time in 15 years. Allergy and asthma sufferers around the country can attest that Molecule has helped them better cope with their conditions. For $75 off your first order, visit MOLEKULE.com and enter the code DIVA at checkout. Molecule, the air you are meant to breathe, is finally here. It's important to realize that the Institute of Medicine's recommendation for linoleic acid or omega-6 is not a recommended dietary allowance or an RDA. Instead, it's an adequate intake or AI value. An RDA reflects the average daily intake level that will be enough to meet the nutrient requirements of most healthy individuals. But when the agency feels that there isn't enough evidence to establish an RDA, they set an AI instead, and that simply reflects the amount that's typically consumed by healthy people. They reason that if that's the amount that healthy people generally get, it must be adequate. But it might be more than is actually required. Other worldwide health organizations have been a little braver, setting actual recommended intakes for linoleic acid. But these are all over the map, ranging anywhere from 2% to 9% of calories. And just for reference, the US guideline works out to about 6% of calories, so more or less in the middle. But again, These recommendations are not necessarily meant to indicate the amount required to prevent deficiency. They may also be taking into account things like preventing heart disease or how much total fat should be in your diet and what kind of fat you might be eating if you weren't eating omega-6. Now, the International Society for the Study of Fatty Acids and Lipids, ISFAL, suggests that 2% of calories, or around 4 grams per day, is all it takes to prevent nutrient deficiency. They even suggest that it might be a good idea to establish an upper limit for omega-6 intake, and that kind of makes sense. After all, we've been hearing a lot about how consuming more polyunsaturated fats, that's the category which includes both omega-6 and omega-3, is good for your heart. But it's possible to overconsume just about anything, and we seem bound and determined to cross that line every chance we get. Get a couple of celebrities to swear by the benefits of drinking corn husk and carrot top tea, and it is only a matter of time before someone is hospitalized for complications due to consuming way too much corn husk and carrot top tea. Unfortunately, ISFAL, for now, has declined to take a guess at just what that upper limit for omega-6 might be. Stay tuned for that. Meanwhile, there's an ongoing debate about whether we also need to pay attention to the balance of omega-6 and omega-3 in our diets. The typical American gets about 10 times as much omega-6 as omega-3, and some experts argue that a ratio of 4-1 or even lower would be much healthier. For most of us, that means either cutting back on our omega-6 intake or ramping up our omega-3 intake. And I have a couple of previous episodes that dig into that question more thoroughly, and I've included links to those in the transcript for today's show. But here's the bottom line on omega-6. It appears that as little as 4-5 grams of linoleic acid is enough to prevent an omega-6 deficiency. If you're also getting the recommended 1-2 grams of omega-3 fats, and most Americans are, that also makes for a nice ratio. If, on the other hand, you're taking in the more typical 12-17 grams of omega-6 fats every day, you might want to increase your omega-3 to keep that ratio in balance. Healthy sources of omega-3 include chia seeds, flaxseed, hemp, walnuts, and, of course, oily fish. Healthy sources of omega-6 include sunflower, pumpkin, hemp again, sesame seeds, pecans, walnuts, and Brazil nuts. However, most of the omega-6 in the typical American diet comes from much less healthy sources, things like baked goods, snacks, fried foods, and other processed foods that are made with vegetable oils. I've put together a handy chart with the amount of omega-3 and omega-6 in a lot of common foods, and you'll find that on my blog at nutritionovereasy.com. And I've also included a link to that chart, along with lots of other related research and resources, in the transcript for today's show, which you'll find at nutritiondiva.quickanddirtytips.com. Questions? Comments? You can post them on our website or over on the Nutrition Diva Facebook page, where I also host regular live nutrition Q&A sessions. Just check the events tab on the Facebook page to see when the next one will be, or click on the videos tab to view some of our past sessions. Thanks to Jennifer for her great question. Thanks to you for listening. And remember to eat something good for me.